Okay, there's actually a lot of ground to cover in Sanhedrin today. I don't think we're going to get to anything else. I'll be happy if we finish the sugya. So, I want to talk through two things. First of all, I thought a lot more about the Tosis that we were grappling with yesterday. And I think yesterday's when I came out, the Tosis by us is not like Tosis and Machus. I think now on reflection that really Tosis by us works together with Tosis and Machus. And in fact, there are things in Tosis and Machus that you can't understand without our Tosis. So I want to go through that. I want to present that sort of like we'll start from scratch with the Tosis, and then I want to talk about the Rambam. So I think the best way to do it is I'm going to say it like a shtickle there. It's a bunch of kashas, and then the Yisoid, which touches on what we talked about yesterday, but just from scratch, say the Yisoid, and that would answer the kashas. And maybe we'll try to keep the questions to a minimum, if at all, because we read a lot for the Masvik in the short time that we have. And I don't want to take away from the thread. So let's go through it. There's a few kashas in Tosis. But both Tosis over here and Tosis in Marcus. First kasha is, Tosis by us asks, that, Tosis by us asks, it says in Agamara that the Zaloch HaMaisimos, that if you can't be, Imiyat HaYochal HaMisi B'Misa HaKsuvah B'Yat HaYochal HaMisi B'Chol Misa, Shat HaYochal. So Tosis asks in Agamara and Nisrofa. The mission says that Nisrofa, Mechayv Mishish Nisar V'Yadunu V'Kala. And the Gemara is Medayik, that's because Musul Dover Achomer, Avi Musul Dover Akal. But if Musul Dover Achomer would not be a Musul Dover Akal, then they would have to go scot-free. So he says, what do you mean? He says, Halacha, mi yata yochal ha-misa, b'misa ha-ksuva, b'y yata yochal ha-misa, b'chol misa sha'ata, sha'ata yochal. So he says, answers that the din of Moisumos, that it says by Ritzeach, is not by all Chayvi Mises, it's limited to Ritzeach, and to those other Mises, like Ritzeach, where it says Moisumos. But other Chayvi Mises, we don't have that rule. So the Gemara is Mediuk of Musa Dover HaChomer and Musa Dover HaKal. It's from the other Chayvi Mises. Not the most Chayvi Mises. Chayvi Skila have the Din of Maisumas. Most Chayvi Mises don't have this Din of Maisumas. So the Gemara is Diuk about Musa Dover HaChomer and Musa Dover HaKal. It was not from the Skolim. It was from the other Chayvi Mises. That's the Tosis. First Eretz and Tosis. So the first problem we had yesterday is, what was Tosis Kash in the first place? The answer is Dover Poshet. It says Beferish in Agamar. It says in Agamar that Ritzeach and Goyle Adama Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad and Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad are not Melamdim. So it's a special din only by Ritzeach. That's it. But the other ones where it says Meisum was said at the beginning, but it does not apply to general Chayvim Mises. So what's the Gemara? Which Luchar is Taisus Teretz? So what did Taisus think in the first place? That's a new Yisoid. That's Beferish in Agamar. So what did Taisus want? So yesterday I thought maybe Taisus learns like the Rambam that Ataka doesn't say in Agamar. And that it doesn't say in Agamor that we don't learn out from Ritzeach. Maybe we do learn out the Ritzeach to other Chayvim Mises. Agamor is talking about something else, Krokid Chsil, but the din of Moisumas, maybe we do learn out from Ritzeach. And Tosis Teretz says, no, we can't learn that out either because that itself is Nixuv Avayim Keachu. That's what I wanted to say yesterday. So guys pointed out, that's also very dochuk in the lesson of Tosis. Tosis and Tosis just say, V'yesh Leimai, that even though in Agamor it doesn't say it, but there's a new Yisoid that there's another Nixuv Avayim Keachu over here. Doesn't say that in Tosis. And also not like Tosis and Machus. So let's just lay it down as a kasha. Let's assume, maybe this will be the easiest way, because I don't want to overcomplicate. Let's assume that Tosis by us stims with Tosis and Machus, which is, after all, is desirable. The two Tosis are with one shita. So then the kasha is very poshut. The way Tosis and Machus learns Agamar, Tosis says it's beferish in Machus. It says in Agamar, as with Tosis, that by other chayvim mises, we don't say the name of Ritzeach and Goyle Adam, Ashneksu. So that's beferish. The bottom line of Agamar, the maskan of Agamar, is that it's a special din by Ritzeach. They say it's with another Maisumos, but it's a special din by Ritzeach and perhaps and other Niskolim of Maisumos. It's not true, but for most Chayvim Mises. So what do Tosis want for the Gemara and the Strophe? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. Tosis says another Teretz that Bereich Shani. The din of that's by Bereich. Agamar is talking about Bereich. The Gemara and the Sofim is not talking about Bereich. So we asked yesterday, if that's the case, so what's the Gemara's Kasha on Shmuel? In Agamar, the Gemara is a Kasha from the din of Meisumos to Shmuel. Shmuel said, Nikta Yadayinim is Potter. How can Nikta Yadayinim be Potter? There's a din of Ata Yochel HaMisa B'chol Misha Sh'ata Yochel. So that's in the word. That generates the whole sugya. What's the kasha in the first place? Shmuel's not talking about Berech. That was the second kashya. See, yesterday we delved into this kashya more, how it plays out, if the Rambam, how it plays out, if it places, I don't know. Right now, we'll just ask the kashya posh. It's a very glaring, it's a very simple question, especially if you learn. Yeah, it's a simple question. If the din of Maizumos, the second teres in Taisus, is that the din of Maizumos is limited to a case of Berech. Berech shiny. So if the din of Maizumos is only by a Berech, and when he's not a Berech, then he can only be Mamis and Bimimis, Bimis, Aksuva boy, so then what's the Kasha and Shmuel? Shmuel's talking about where he's not a Berech. Now I have a third Kasha. This is really a Kasha on Taisus and Makis. This we haven't talked about. Taisus asks, Taisus says like this. Taisus says, it says in Agamara that Reitzeich and Goyal Adamash Neksuvim Bavim Ke'echod and there ain't Melamdin, and therefore by other Chayve Mises you can only kill him by Misa Ksuvim. Taisus says from a Tesefta. It says in Tesefta that all Chayve Mises, what's the lesson of Tesefta? Somebody have Agamara Taisus Makas. What? Yeah, what's the last one? So we have a Tesefta that says that there's a special din by all Chayvei Mises that if you can't kill him by Misa Ksuvavoy, you can kill him by Chol Misa Shata Yochel. Because it's with a Pasuk, we'll be out there and make you better. In fact, Taisus, it's against Agamar. Agamara says that it's against Agamara. Agamara says that Reitzeich and Goyal Adamash Neksuvim Bavim Ke'echod. So Taisus answers. Taisus answers that there's a difference between Reitzeich, which is. There's a difference between the halacha of Meisumos that's unique to Reitzeich, and maybe the other Mises that are like Reitzeich that say Meisumos, and other Chayvei Mises, the din of the Tesefta. The din of Reitzeich is that if you can't kill him in Misa Aksuvavoy, you can kill him the Kol Misa Shata Yochah. Taisus understands that they mean you can kill him, you could shoot him in the head, you can shoot him while he's running away, you can kill him any way you want. You're not limited to the Dalet Mises based on at all. And that's a special din by Reitzeich, and that's Reitzeich, in regard to that halacha, Reitzeich and Goyal Adamash Neksuvim Bavim Ke'echod and Ein Melamdin. The Tesefta's halacha that says that by all Chayvei Mises, if you Misa Ksuvim Bavim, you can kill him with other Mises, Ben Kala, Ben Chamura, Shenem Rubiat Rabbi Kim Mikibecha, that's talking about other Mises from the Dalet Mises based on. So you can't give him Chenek for some reason, then you can give him Misreifa. You can't give him the Misa Ksuvim Bavim, you can give him other Mises, Ben Kala, Ben Chamura. But it's within the framework of the Dalet Mises base, and that already that's about all Chayvei Mises. That is his own pasuk. Biyatar mikibecha. So it comes out like this: by Reitzeich, and let's say by the other Meisumos Mises, other Miskolim that are like Reitzeich. So the halacha is you can kill him. The Chol Misa Shata Yochel, you can kill him. You can shoot him. That's what happened for Meisumos. And that Taka Reitzeich and Goyal Adamash Neksuvim Bavim Ke'echod. But by all Chayvei Mises, there is another halacha, a less radical halacha, a halacha that's smaller in scope, that you could kill him, if you can't kill him, Misa Ksuvavoy, Ata Yochel HaMisoy, Bechol Misa Shata Yochel, Ben Kala Ben Chamura. Any one of the Dalet Mises, Ben Kala Ben Chamura. So Chayra, there's obvious pro question. So where does the Mishnah HaNesrafim fit in? The Mishnah HaNesrafim says, Chayvei Mises Shenezaru Yamusu Yodunu Bekala, but not Bechamur. So isn't that a spirit of Tesefta? The Mishnah says Tais doesn't ask this, but the Chora we should ask it. It's the Chora is a spirit between the Mishnah and the Tesefta. The Mishnah says that Chayvei Mises Shenezaru, the din is Yodunu Bekala. The Tesefta says that by all Chayvei Mises, even though they're not Meisumos, they're not Reitzeich, but by all Chayvei Mises, there's a general halacha that they can kill him. B'chol Mises Shata Yochel Ben Kala Ben Chamur. So why isn't that a steer? So Tuchara, the answer's going to have to be Bereach Shani. But this, like it says in that Tosis, the second Tosis in that Tosis, that the Sefer is talking about a Bereach. Yet a Yochel Amisa Misa Ksuvavoy, similar to Agama. It's talking about a Bereach. And Tosis tells us in Agama, in that Tosis, it's in the second Tosis, that there's a special din, that Bereach Shani is a special din by Bereach. Chorish was bothering me. It was bothering me. Bishlamon ad Tosfos. Tosfos is talking about Ritzayach. And ad Tosfos, and Tosfos is Bereach Shani. He's talking about Din of Mos Yumos. And Tosfos says the Din of Mos Yumos is limited to a Bereach. Din of Mos Yumos is limited to a Bereach. So Tosfos says that special. So no, Tosfos by us that the special Din of Mos Yumos, they can kill him. B'chol Mishu Shatei Yochel, that's only by a Bereach. This head to the app to shoot him in the, you know, while, to shoot him while he's trying to escape, that's only by a Bereach. It doesn't apply to when he's not a Bereach. But in the Tosis in Makkos, we're talking about the Tosefta, we're not talking about Ritzayach. We're talking about all Chayvim Mises. All Chayvim Mises don't have the special din of Mos Yumos. So if they don't have the special, so and yet we're going to have to be mechalek between a Bereach and not a Bereach. Where's that chiluk coming from? I mean, it's not doing with that Tosis. At Tosis saying the din of Mos Yumos is only by a Bereach. But the din of Kol Misa of the, but in the Tesefta we're not talking about Ritzayach. We're not talking about the din of Mos Yumos. We're talking about Kol Chayvim Mises. We don't have the special din of Mos Yumos. So mecha taisa to be mechalek to the Bereach and not a Bereach. I mean, just because the din of Mos Yumos is only by a Bereach. In other words, L'chor, we're going way beyond what it says in our taisa. I want to answer that that it's Bereach Shani. The Tesefta is talking about a Bereach. That's the difference between the Tesefta and the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about what is not a Bereach. The Tesefta is talking about a Bereach. Bereach Shani, like I find in our, I'm making it up. How do I write to make up such a story, Bereach Shani? Because it says in our Tosis. But the Chor, when it says in our Tosis, is something else entirely. It says in our Tosis, the Din of Mos Yumos is only by a Bereach. I want to be Mechadish with the Din of the Tesefta, who will be after Amik Yerbech, is also only by a Bereach. That already was Mech Tesu. I don't have a Tosis for it. Maybe it's not the end of the world. We'll say just like the Xeris HaKosov of Mos Yumos is only by a Bereach, so the Xeris HaKosov of Ubiyar Terami Kivecho, which is the Tosefta of Xeris HaKosov, that's also only by a Bereach. Yeah, maybe. But and it'll be like different than Tosefta, just like the same way Tosefta says that Mos Yumos is only by a Bereach, so we'll make up that the Din of Ubiyar Terami Kivecho is also only by a Bereach. Right? Maybe that's not the end of the world. But nonetheless, L'chor, we're going beyond what it says in Tosefta. So let's try like this. Chara, we need to understand that halacha of the Tosefta altogether. Tosefta says that kol chayvim mises, all chayvim mises, if you can't kill them, you can kill them in b'chol mises shatiyot, which means any one of the dalad mises based, and says Tosis from the Yad Rabbi Kibbe. Chara, let's say, so this exists across the Yatra Amik Yerbech, you're not limited to the Misak Suvavoy, you can even the other Dalai Misas basically. But what about Asra? What about Misak Hamura? It says Ben Kala Ben Hamura. If you can't kill him in Misak Suvavoy, so the Tosefta says you can give him other Dalai Misas. Ben Kala Ben Hamura. So Bishlama Misak Kala, I understand. Musa Dover Hamura, Musa Dover Kala. But how can you give him a Misak Hamura? What happened to Asra? So maybe we'll have to answer. That's part of the Xeris HaKosov. It says the Xeris HaKosov that by Borach there's a din of Yatra Mikibecha, and that overrides the din of Asra.
It's not part of the regular.
Yeah, but Tosfos says it's limited to Dalad Mises Beis Din. By Ritzayach, I can say it's not a Mises Beis Din at all. But there it is limited to Dalad Mises Beis Din. So there, Luchara, I should have to have Asra. I'm giving him Dalad Mises Beis Din. I don't have a right to give him more than Dalad Mises Beis Din. So it's not a non-Mises based in the din. Then it would be like Ritzayach. The lesser din. You're not limited to this Mises based in the given other Mises based. Well, but what's with Hasra?
I don't know. Is that the right halacha? That because
Let's assume. We'll see. This room here in many stages, let's assume. I want to give the whole package and then, you know, then we'll see. So maybe we could just say it's a Gzeres HaKosov. It says Mezumos, it's Gzeres HaKosov, Ben Kala, Ben Chamura, and end the story. No questions asked. But it's hard, it's still shared. What about the Mishnah of Chayvim Mishnah Shemis Arvin? That's not a Berech. That's you can't get there. You can't give him a Misa Chamura. You can only give him a Misa Kala. Let me ask you a different question. I'm sorry, I'm saying this wrong. Let me ask you a different question. By the din of Chayim Misa Shinis Arbu, so the din is you cannot give him a Misa Chamur, you can only give him a Misa Kala. So apparently it's not in this Gzeres HaKosov of Ubirat or Mikibech. It's in either Gzeres. Since he's not a Borach, so he's not in either Gzeres HaKosov. He doesn't have a Gzeres HaKosov of that. I wrote this wrong. Let me ask the kasha this way. In the din of the Tesefta, it says that he could be Nereg Ben Bekala Ben Bechamur. So we'll say the Sulat Baruch, but it's that says that he can be Nereg Ben Bekala Ben Bechamur. I wasn't Musr for the Chamura. So we'll say that's the Gzeres HaKosov, Be'adur Mikibecho. They don't have to worry about the. So the Gzeres HaKosov tells me you can kill him with another Miso, and you don't have to worry about the Asura. That goes into Be'adur Mikibecho. Chayv Mishis Nisarbu. They don't have the Gzeres HaKosov of Be'adur Mikibecho. If they had the Gzeres HaKosov of Be'adur Mikibecho, then you'd be able to give them Misa Chamura. So apparently they're not in the Gzeres HaKosov of Be'adur Mikibecho. So just a Sfori, they can give him a Misa HaKala. So I have a question. How can you give him a Misa HaKala? Bishlum olagabi the Hasra. So the Gemara says, Musul Dover HaKomer Abi Musul Dover HaKala. But what about the Misa itself? The Misa Aksuva, let's say a guy you have your Tarevis of Chayvei Shreifa with Chayvei Chenek. So you can give everybody Chenek. So the Gemara addresses, what about the Hasra? So the Gemara, Musa Dover HaChomer and Musa Dover HaKa. Okay, I understand that. But what? Forget the Hasra. You're giving him a Misa. That's not the Misa the Torah prescribed. It's not the Misa Aksuva. The Torah said he's supposed to get Shreifa. And you're giving him Chenek. So maybe he's grateful. But nonetheless, you're giving him a Misa that's not the Misa Aksuva. What happened to the Din of Krokid Dixiv? The Halacha is we passing any Krokid Dixiv. What it says, Krokid Ichziv, is Chayim Shreifa. How are you giving him Chenek? This is really the ground that we touched on yesterday also. There's two issues always. When you want to give somebody the wrong Misa, so there's the issue of the Misa itself, you're not giving the Misa Ksuva, boy, what happened to Krokid Ichziv? And then there's another issue, Hasra. So you have Chayvim Misa Chamura Shinasarva B'Chayvim Misa Kala, so you're going to give everybody the Misa Kala. So the Gemara in Anasrafim addresses the Hasra Shiva. What about the Hasra? Musadov Racham Rabbi Musadov Racham. Okay, so it is Makabal and Misa Kala too. But what happens to the fact that you need Krokid Ichziv? It says in Torah Shreifa, and you're giving him Chenek. Where did that disappear to? Elam, I will say, no, this Gzeres HaKosov will be after Rami Kibechi. You could give him other Misas. But if this Gzeres HaKosov will be after Rami Kibechi, then give him a Misa Chamur too, like by Borach. The kids are, I'm asking like this. I wasn't in a dead end before. The question is, it says in Tosfos in what comes out from Tosfos in Matthes is that we have three levels. We have Reitseach, where you can give him any misa in the world, at least by Barach, Maizumos. Then we have the din of the Tesefta, that by all Chayvim Misas, you can't give him any Misa in the world, but you can give him all the Dalai Misas, Gzeres HaKosov, Ubiyat, Ramikir Becho. And then we have the Mishnah, you can give him the Misa HaKala. So we already addressed what's the difference in the case between the Mishnah and the Tosefta. And the Mishnah says you only give a Mishnah Hakalo, the Misa Hakalo. And in the Tosefta it says you can give him all Misas. So he said, well, the Tosefta is talking about Barach and the Mishnah is talking about Loi Barach. And apparently there is a Kosov of Viatra Mikivarach is only by Barach and not by Loi Barach. So I'm asking now, if that's the case, so I don't understand. So by Chayim and Misa Shinesarvoy, how do you give him even a Misa Hakalo, but it's not the Misa Ksuvavoy? Elamai will tell me because this Xeris Akosuv will be after Rome Kibecha. If it goes into the Xeris Akosuv, then it should even be a Misa Hamur. And if it doesn't go into the Xeris Akosuv, then you should have to give a Misa Ksuvavoy because you need Kroki Dixiv. So I think this conduces to what I said yesterday, that the chilek between barach and loy barach is not a distinction in the din of meizumos or the din of uvirat or mikirbech. As far as the din of meizumos is concerned, and as far as the din of uvirat or mikirbech is concerned, there's no difference whether he's barach, whether he's loy barach. It says in the din of meizumos exeres hakosuv that by a reitzeach you're not limited to the misa ksuvavoy, you can give him a misa she'ena ksuvavoy, and you can even shoot him in the head, and that's only by a reitzeach. And then by other chayim mises, we don't have quite as strong halacha as meizumos, but we have halacha for bilatra mikirbecha that you give him any one of. If you can't give him the misa ksuvavoy, you can give him any one of the dalad mises based. And as far as that goes, that's halacha both by barach and by loy barach. It doesn't say anything in the Torah about barach; it's not limited. So like halacha, but that halacha doesn't take care of the hasra. There's still an issue. What about hasra? So for Hasra, we say, how do you give him Hasra? So in Nechalami, that taka remains an issue. How do you give a guy a Misa that's not the Misa Ksuvavoy, granted this exerce a Kosovo of Ubirat and Mikivecha, and this exerce a Kosovo of Meshumas, that you can give him a Misa that's not Ksuvavoy, as far as the basin's giving a Misa is concerned? That takes care of the Kroki Dixiv issue. But what about the fact that it's not a Musra? I didn't give him a Hasra for that. I mean, if I did, then I would be fine, but usually I didn't give him a Hasra for other Misas. So how do we take care of that? So the answer is, it depends. If you want to give him a Misa Kala, then it's not a problem. Musa Dovra Kala, Rabbi Musa Dovra Kala. But if you don't want to give him a Misa Kala, you want to give him a Misa Hamura, or you want to give him some Misa, but altogether not from the Dalai Misa's based in, so then you have a problem with the Hasra. So then you cannot give it to him unless it's Barach. Because by Barach, you don't need a special Hasra. And that's what I said yesterday. This is Makabal Hasra, let's say, for Chenek. Included in the Hasra for Chenek and the Yatrats from the Misa of Chenek is, he's not saying, well, I'm accepting Chenek unless I run away. If he accepts Chenek, then he accepts that he's accepting Chenek and he's going to sit there nicely. And if he runs away, then we're going to shoot him, or we're going to kill him some other way. That goes into that story. That's what I want to posit. But now I have a stronger chayach for it than I had yesterday. I think from the Cheshvan, Tosfos, and Makos, I have this chayach that the din of Barach, the distinction between Barach and Loi Barach, is not a distinction in the din of the Misa itself, in the din of Meizumos, or in the din of Ubiyata or Mikivecha. It's a chilek linyan Hasra. So Meila, now it's very good. The din of Ubiyat Ramikirbecha applies both by Barach and by Loi Barach. And therefore, both in the case of the Tesefta, which is Barach, and in the case of the Mishnah, Chayim Misha Shinis Arvo, I have the Xeris HaKosuv Ubiyat Ramikirbecha that says that there's no Kroki Dechsev, you can give him any one of the Dalai Misas. It says, talk about all Dalai Misas, this Xeris HaKosuv that I can give him any one of the Dalai Misas. The only thing is, but there's still an issue of Hasra. So here it says Mischav. So if he's Barach, I don't have to worry about the Hasra. That's the Tesefta, then Kala ben Chamur. If he's Loi Barach, that's in the Mishnah, Chayim Misha Shinsar, but then you can give him Misa Kala because you need Musa Dover HaKam Rav and Musa Dover HaKam. You hear what he did? If the din of Barach, if the chiluk between Barach and Loi Barach was a chilek in the etzim din of Ubiyatra Mikibecha, the din that you can give him other mises to, and that's limited to Barach, then I don't understand the Mishnah of Chayim Mises Shinis Arvo. Since it's not Barach, you don't have the special Xeris HaKosuv of Ubiyatra Mikibecha, so how can you give him a different miso, even a misa kala, but it's not Kroki Dixiv? What's it going to help the Musa Dover Chomer of Musa Dover HaKal? That takes care of the Hasra, it doesn't take care of Kroki Dixiv. But now that we're saying that le'olam exeres hakosuv ubiyatra mikibecha is not limited to barach, it's ben barach and ben loy barach, and both in the case of the tesefta and in the case of the mishnah, meaning both in the case of barach and in the case of loy barach, there's a din of ubiyatra mikibecha that you can give him any one of the dalad mises based. So, but either there is a chiluk nibarach and loybarach. The chiluk nibarach and loybarach is not in the etzim din of ubiyachter mikivecha. It's a chiluk din hasra. It's a din hasra. When he's barach, you don't have to worry about the hasra. When he's loybarach, you have to worry about the hasra, and therefore you're limited to musa dovrach amram and musa dovrach kal, and you can only give him misa kal and not a misa chamur. And that's why the tesefta and the mishnah are different. In the case of the tesefta and the mishnah share that they're both cases, they both have ubiyachter mikivecha. You don't have to worry about krokodichsiv. Because Ubiyatra Mikibecho is Mafkir the Krokodiksiv, at least as far as Dalad Mises is concerned. Not like Ratzeh, whatever you want, but at least as far as Dalad Mises based is concerned, if there's Xeris Akosu, Ubiyatra Mikibecho, they can give him any one of the Dalad Mises based. And that's true, Ben Borach, Ben Loi Borach, and therefore that's in play, in force, both in the Mishnah and in the Tesefta. And that's the Yisoid of the Mishnah of Chayim Mises and Nisarvu, that Yaduno Vekala have to give him the wrong Misa, because Ubiyatra Mikibecho, exactly like it says in Tesefta. And the Tesefta in that regard is a parish of the, explains, sheds light on the Mishnah. The reason why, by having Mishnah in the Sarva, you can give him the wrong Mishnah, where did Krokodiksev go? Is because of the din of the Tesefta that you can give him Kol Mishnah, you can give him Kol Mishnah Shachta Yochel, meaning anyone of Dal Mishnah Shachta Yochel, Shenemo, Beratar Mikibecha. Aye, the Tesefta says you can give me Ben Kala Ben Chamur, and the Mishnah says only Yadunu Bekala. That's not because it's a chilik in the Beratar Mikibecha Shaboy. As far as the Beratar Mikibecha, the Etzim right of basin to give other Mishnah that are not Krokodiksev. There's no difference between the Mishnah and the Tesefta. And there's no difference between Baruch and Lei Baruch. The chiluk between Baruch and Lei Baruch is the Gabi that didn't have Hasra. Then in the Tesefta where he's Baruch, you don't have to worry about Hasra, so you can give him Ben Kala and Chamura. In the Mishnah, where he's not Baruch, now you have to worry about Hasra, and therefore, as the Gemara says, you can only give him Misa Kala because Musa Dover Chamra and Musa Dover Kal, but you can't give him Misa Chamura because it lacks in Hasra. So this is what I want to take away now. Yesterday I just said it's done, but now I want to take away from this cheshmen from the Tosfos in Lakis, that it's muchach in the cheshmen of Tosfos in Lakis, that the din of the chiluk between baruch and loy baruch is not a chiluk in the etzim din of ubiyachter mikivecha. It's a chiluk between hasra. It's a chiluk in din hasra. And Elohu Adin Atosfos when Tosfos says that the din of that there's the chiluk in baruch and loy baruch by Ritzeach. That's not because it's a chiluk in the mois yumos shaboy. Mitzad mois yumos, there's no difference in baruch and loy baruch. It's a chiluk mitzad the dinei hasra. That's the case. So now we could answer. Now we could answer the question that we had. How can Tosfos say that the din of the braisa that a reitzeach he can kill him a kol misa shachta yochel is only by baruch and not by loy baruch? So we asked them, what's the most kasha and Shmuel? Shmuel's not talking about Baruch. Shmuel said, Nikli Adayin and Potter. He's not talking about Baruch. So what's the Kasha and Shmuel? The Gemara is in Shmuel. It says in the Braisa that by Ritzeach he could kill him, Echol Misha Shachta Yochol. So how can Shmuel say that Nikli Adayin is Potter? What's the Kasha? Shmuel's not talking about Baruch. The din of the Braisa is by Baruch. Shmuel's not talking about Baruch. If we had one male, the Teretz would get with the Kasha. The din of Maizumos, that you can kill him b'chol misa shata yochol, as which is a kiyah from Krokodil, or the din of Maizumos, which says you can kill him b'chol misa shata yochol, mitzar atzmoi is not limited to barach. It said categorically, the same as b'yatar mikibach in the Tesefta. It's ben barach ben loy barach. The reason why the din that eritzeach you can only kill him, the reason why eritzeach is limited to the din you can only kill him. The reason why you can only gun down the Reitzeach is when he's Barach and not when he's Loi Barach, it's not because the Dinamis Yumus is only when he's Barach. The Dinamis Yumus is across the board. The reason why you need Barach is because otherwise not a Musr. You know, he was Mechabal Hasroh for Sayyid, he wasn't Mechabal Hasroh to be shot in the back. So it's not a lack in Maizumas. Maizumas tells me that you can kill him. There's no Krokid Aksiv over here. There's a Kosu that's not here from Krokid Aksiv. And you can kill him the Chomish Shafi Yochol. And here it's even more than other Mises. It's not even limited to Dalai Mises based in. You could even shoot him Stamazay. You don't need the Tachsisi Mises based in altogether. That's a categorical halacha. And that halacha, as far as it goes, is Soysa Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, Nikli Yad Einim is Potter. If you can shoot him in the back, how can you tell him that you need Yad Einim to be very shy? That's the Gemara's Gash. Our problem was, but the din of Ritzeach is only by Baruch. Shmuel's not talking about Baruch. The answer is, no, the din be'etzem of Maizumos, the Xeris Akosuv of Maizumos, that you can kill him, Mechomis Shatayachal, Mitzat Asma intrinsically, why should it be limited to Baruch? It's across the board. The reason why it's limited to Baruch is only because because otherwise there's no Hasra. So you need Baruch to get out of the problem of Hasra. But by Shmuel is no problem of Hasra. By Nikta Yad Eden, there's a problem of Hasra. What did it say? He was only Muslim to be Neregal the Yad Eden, not to be Neregal the Yad somebody else. You need a special Hasra for that. What's the difference? So Melech Gemara is asking very good. How can Shmuel tell me that Nikta Yad Eden is Potter? Why is he Potter? Have somebody else give him a Sayef. Instead of the Edom giving him Saif, let somebody else give him a Saif. Doesn't lack a Nasra. As far as Nasra is concerned, Saif is Saif. Elamai, but it's not the Misak Suvavoy. But there's the Dinim Mashumas. You don't need to Misak Suvavoy. I is not Baruch. The limitation of Baruch is only Dini Hasra, but it's not in the Dinim Mashumas Batsim. Like it's Mukhach, like we saw before, it's Mukhach in the Cheshbin, like it's Mukhach we saw in the Cheshbin Taisis and Makas. It's Mukhach from the Tesefta. So that's the Teres of that Kasha. Then finally, we had asked, what was Tosha Kasha in the first place? Tosha Lechatchila asked the Kasha. And the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, the Braisa that by a Ritzayach you can kill Mechal Misha Shachta Yochel. So what does the Gemara want over there in Hanashofim? The Gemara in Hanashofim says that the Musa Dover Chomer, Abi Musa Dover Akala, otherwise you couldn't give him the Misa Akala. What does Tosha want? This is actually in Barak Seach, Neksum and Blaim Kech. The Gemara says that it's Neksum and Blaim Kech, which is the way Tosha's first Teretz. So what's Tosha's Kasha in the first place? So now also I think we have it, with this we were in a better position to explain that as well. Tosha's held like this. Tosha looked at Agamor and he said, look, in Agamor there's two things, like I'm saying. First of all, there's the issue of Krokid Chsev. You're giving him a Misa that's not the Misa Ksubavai. So that's exactly a Kosov Mesumos that you can give him in other Misas too. And that's Taka limited to Ritzeach, like the Gemara says, Ritzeach and Girl Adam, Ashnek Suvim, Blaim Ke'echod, Gomor, that does not apply to other Mises. And by other Mises, you can only give him Dalet Mises based on, like it says in Tesefta, like it says in Tesis and Marcus. And Tesis understands all of that. But there's another issue. Forget the issue of the Misak Suvaboy. There's an issue of Hasra. How in Agamor do you give him, how do you in Agamor, do you shoot him in the back? Where's the Hasra? Tesis doesn't think that that's part of the Xeris HaKosuv of Mesumos. So to where the Hasra go? So Tosha thought it must be Stamas Svar. That if you can't give him the Misak Suva boy, you don't have to worry about the Hasra. Hasra is not an issue. It's enough to give him Hasra maybe. For one Misa, you don't have to give him that. I know exactly, but Tosha thought, it says in Agamor, in Svar, you don't have to worry about the Hasra. In fact, Tosha, if that's a Svar, you don't have to worry about the Hasra, so why over there by Chayv Misa Shinesarvu do we do yes worry about the Hasra? There the Gemara says he can only give him the Misas that he's Musar for. He can't give him Misas that he's not Musar for. No, it's Tosha asking a steer in Dinei Misa Ksuvabai. Tosha understands that as far as Misa Ksuvabai is concerned, Reit Seach and Goyal Adamash take Suvam HaBankechot, as in Mufurshin Torah, as in Mufurshin Gemara. And that has nothing to do with Chayv Misa Shinesarvu. We're talking about other Chayv Misas. Tosha knows that. Tosha's steer is not in the dinim, not in the halachas of Misak Suvavoy. The steer that Tosha's grappling with is in dinim Hasra. In our Gemara it says we don't have to worry about the Hasra. For some reason, Hasra is not a problem. And in the Gemara in Shrafim it says that Hasra is an issue. In dinim Hasra, what's the difference between Seach or other Misas? The first Teres in Tosha is that's Tosha's gash. So first Tosha's answer is that maybe that also goes into Xeris Kosov of Mesumos. The Xeris HaKosov, Nechrami, Hasra is an issue. And the Xeris HaKosov of Maizumos is not only Xeris HaKosov Lagabi Misak Suvavoy, but it's Xeris HaKosov Lagabi Dinei Hasra as well. And therefore in Agamara, since it says Maizumos, and Bahanach Diksibu Maizumos, so in Agamara, where it says Maizumos, so you can give him any Misa at all, you don't have to worry about Hasra, because that's part of the Xeris HaKosov of Maizumos, it takes care of Hasra, not like the Raven, not like Tosis and Makkas, and maybe not like the Tesefta. And the mission in Hanashrafim, the Gwan Hanashrafim, is talking about other Mises. We don't have Mises. There you have to worry about Hasra. And then Tosis another Teretz, Rayu Shleimar, that La'ola Mesumas does not take care of the Hasra. Mesumas takes care of the Saksuba Bayish, but it does not take care of the Hasra at all. What takes care of the Hasra is she was Barach. And is Barach. And therefore, in Hanashrafim, when there's no Barach, then you have to worry about the Hasra. And that's the second Teres in Tosis. And then it's the people we saw in Tosis and Makkas. The second Teres in Tosis is Muchuk from the steer between the Mishnah and the Tesefta. If you're not going to be Mechalik between Baruch and Lo Baruch, you're going to have a steer between the Mishnah and the Tesefta. So Tosis doesn't speak that out. Well, Lachor, that's a chizik. This Teres in Tosis, but that Baruch Shiny, it's not coming out of nowhere. It's Muchuk from the steer between the Mishnah and the Tesefta. Okay, that's the whole thing. So that's the That's one thing. It's like a sheer color. I want to talk about the Rambam also. The Rambam's going to be easier. This is complicated. It's like anything else is complicated. You have to speak it out. So, you have a couple of weeks. This is steering the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach. Anybody have Ram the Zikin?
Sure.
Who kills Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael made him. Lechatchila, who's supposed to be killed? What? Well, Ram Perek Aleph, because Eretz Yisrael says, Eretz Yisrael Shehorad Bezodon. Mitzvah be Aleph Beis, Perek Aleph Aleph Beis. Mitzvah be Ad Goyel Hadam, Lahareg Es Haretzeach. Shenemar Goyel Hadam, Hu Yomis Es Haretzeach. Loi Rotsa Goyel Hadam. Goyel Hadam didn't want. Oish Loi Yochel Amisoi. Oish Ein Loi Goyel Hadam. Based in Mimisim Es Haretzeach Vesayach. So it says in Hilchos Haretzeach that the mitzvah lechatchila is that Goyel Hadam Hu Yomis Es Haretzeach. Ram understands it to mean Haretzeach B'mezit. The pasuk goyel adam yom esrezech. Actually, what it means altogether. Rashi, we saw in the Gemara. Rashi learns goyel adam. The Gemara quoted the pasuk goyel adam yom esrezech. Rashi said it's talmud esrezech. She also sleeps in meklota. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah says is hilkin chumash. Doesn't seem to be what's talmud. It's talmud esrezech. Amazing. Ramban says it's a different halacha. Goyel adam yom esrezech means what? Goyel adam yom esrezech. Based on kills esrezech. So the Ramban in chumash says it means that if he runs away. So Beistin sends the Goyel Adam to head the posse to track him down. And then he brings him back dead or alive. Look at the Ramban, that's mamish what he says. Reads like the Western. You read the Ramban, that's mamish what it says. He says, if he kills him, either he kills him himself or he brings him back to Beistin, then Beistin kills him. So it's a special thing. Goyel Adam, Yomas, Ritzeach. The Goyel Adam has to bring the Ritzeach, for he brings his man in. And he can kill him. If he wants, he can kill him. Beistin's not, doesn't care. But if he brings it back to Beistin, Beistin kills him. But the Rambam says that Goyel Adam Yom HaSerech means that the mitzvah is, any Reserech Memezit, the din is, the Goyel Adam should kill him. If the Goyel Adam doesn't want to kill him, or the Goyel Adam isn't able to kill him, or the Goyel Adam, or he doesn't have a Goyel Adam, so then Beistin kills him. Then he's killed by Beistin. That's the Rambam in Perek in Hilchos Reitzeach. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Gimel, the other Rambam says, where is it in Nikti Yad Eidim?
Delim Yalta.
Yeah. Mishamel nafshi v'leyochlu based on the Israel at Shiamisu. This is your dalet chasya. Mishamel nafshi v'leyochlu based on the Israel at Shiamisu at Shiamisu b'misu shuchay. But how can I say edov bechol misu shechaylum lahamisba? Ve'en rishus l'shara om lahamisay tchila. I'm skipping a little bit. Me'medvar amu m'shar mechiyov emisus based on chutz v'nar etzeach. Aval hayreg nefesh shenig medina yirayt v'nachar bechol dover v'yad kol. No, it's not either. What? Oh, there we go. That's it. You came aloud. The aid of him, I heard this to him, it's not necessarily a Ritzeach yet. The aid of him, Shehoganoisai, Bechol Misu Shechayavo. It's the Adim who do the Harigo. Yad Adim to you by very shine. The Ram holds not only by seal, by all Chayavim Misus. The Ritzeach, Shiloy Hargu Adov. By a Ritzeach, if the Eidim don't do it, other people should do it, which we'll come back to later. But it says in Ferish and Rambam that who's supposed to kill the Ritzeach first? The Eidim. Same as any other Chayim Mises. The Eidim, God, the Eidim, Tiva, Bereshayim. If the Eidim can't do it, so then the Rambam says that other people could do it. So, Steen Rambam? Hilchas Ritzeach, the Rambam says that the Goel Adam is the one who kills him. And if there's no Goel Adam, then Beis Din kills him. And Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam says that Edom kill him, and if Edom don't kill him, then Beis Din kills him. Or call on them. Beis Din has any other people do it as well. So that's a steer. That's a very glaring steer in Rambam. Then there's another problem with Rambam. The Rambam paskins that the din of Iyach Yochel Amisi Bechol Misa Shatay Yochel, the din of Agamar. That mois yumos that you can't kill misa shat b'misa ksuva boy after yochel misa bechol misa shat yochel. The Rambam passing that's limited. That's not limited to Ritzeach, nor is it limited like Tosfos says to the misas where it says mois yumos, but it applies to all chayvim misas. There's no difference in that regard from the Ritzeach and other chayvim misas. All chayvim misas. Learned the Tosefta Kipshuta. The Rambam learned the Tosefta Poshut that kol chayvim misas. If you can't kill him misa ksuva boy, you can kill him with other misas. The same as Ritzeach. So we already, when we talked at great length how the Rambam learned our sugya, that when the Gemara says Ritzeach and Goel Adam, Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echod, the Gemara just means Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echod vis-a-vis din Prokid Echsiv. But it's nothing to do with the halacha of. But as far as the halacha of Mois Yumos is concerned, that we taka dula not from Ritzeach to Shar Chavi Mises. However, the Rambam says that nonetheless there is a difference between Ritzeach and other people, and other Chavi Mises. The difference is that by Ritzeach you need Yad Eidim, Tiyavoy Berish, you need Yad Eidim. And if there's no, and if it was nikta yada edim yipot, by other chayvim misas, I'm sorry, the Rambam says that by other chayvim misas you need yada edim, and if it's nikta yada edim yipot, and by a ritzeach you need yada edim also, but nikta yada edim is still chayv. Other people will do it. So then I say, Halem Asper, where did I get that distinction from? The Rambam holds Lagabe, right, once the Rambam holds, yeah, I mean, where's the Mokar for such a chiluk? Where's the Mokar in Svara? Where's the Mokar in the Gemara? Imanashach. The Rambam, when it comes to the din of the Gemara itself of Mois Yumos, which is a pasuk by Ritzeach, if Rambam would have been the other way around, I would have understood it. The Rambam would have said that the din that the Komisha Shachta Yochel is limited to Ritzeach, but the din of Nikta Yad Eidim is by all Chayim Mises, I would have understood that. The Mois Yumos is a pasuk by Ritzeach, Yad Eidim Tiba Rishayin is a pasuk by all Chayim Mises. Is a din by all Chayim Mises. But the Rambam says, punkt vaker. The din of Mois Yumos, which is a pasuk by Ritzeach, Imiyat Yochel Amisib, Hamisak Suvaboy, Shachta Yochel Amisib, Shar Mises, which really only says by Ritzeach and maybe and other Niskalim, that halacha the Rambam says no. We extrapolate that; it applies to all chayim mises. But a din of nikta yada edim, the nidim nikta yada edim, that the Rambam paskin that nikta yada edim is potter. The Rambam says that that's only by shayim mises. By Ritzeach nikta yada edim is chayim. Yeah, so that's also Shnera. Where's that distinction coming from? Like, it's hard to get out. How did the from Agam Mor? You can't really generate such a chil. maybe we'll elaborate. Maybe, you know, it's, if we'll try to say that maybe the Ram held since by Eretz Seach, you know, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Where's this chiluk coming from? A, what's the chiluk in Svara? And what's the and where's the Makor in the Gemara to say such a distinction? As long as we listen, because Mishnah Lecha, Mishnah Ramas. I'll say the same question, maybe in different languages. It might be more like you know what we were talking about. On the one hand, the Rambam says that by other mises, you need Yada Edim, and nobody else can kill him except the Edim. But you can kill him, the Rambam says that by other Chayvim mises, other mises, not Ritzach. If you can't kill him a Misa Ksuba boy, you can kill him a Chol Misa Shata Yoch. But you still need Yada Edim, and the Nikta Yada Edim is Pot. So that's the Rambam that we talked about a lot when we were learning the Sugya in the last few days, that you see in the Rambam that there's no contradiction. It could be on the one hand that you can kill him a Chol Misa Shata Yoch, but on the other hand, it has to be the Edim who do it, the Nikta Yada Edim is Pot. So in the Rambam's world, not like the Kesem Mishnah, maybe not like the Kesem Makas. In the Rambam's world, there's no intrinsic contradiction between saying you need Yada Edim and Nikta Yada Edim is Potter on the one hand, and saying on the other hand that if you can't kill him in Misak Suvavo, you can kill him Bishar Mises. All of a sudden, though, when it comes to Ritzeach, here the Rambam says that you can kill that if you can't kill him Misak Suvavo, you can kill him Bichol Misa Shata Yochol, and Yada Edim is Makif. Why should Yada Edim be Ma'akev? It's not because you can kill him B'Shar Mises. After all, why shouldn't Yada Edim be Ma'akev? Can't say it's because you can kill him B'Shar Mises. We see by Shai Chayvi Mises that there's no contradiction between the two. You can kill B'Shar Mises and you still need Yada Edim. So by Reit Seach, just because you can kill B'Shar Mises, why is that a reason that you shouldn't need Yada Edim? Right, it's the same question, just more complicated. So like this. Start with the first example. Then Hilchas Ritzeach, the Rambam says that Misu Yagel Adam La Misu. And the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin says that the mitzvah is Yada Edim Kibbeh Bereshen. Part of the theory is, you know, even if we'll try to say, well, maybe it's like the Seder, you know, first the Gel Adam, and then the Edim, and then based it. Like maybe we could say like that. Like maybe all things are true. The Chatchil, you need the Goel Adam. If there's no Goel Adam, then you go to the Yad Eidim, and if there's no Eidim, then you go to Beis Din. Fine, maybe that might be true, but then the Rambam in Hilchas Ritzeach should say that, and in Hilchas Sanhedrin he should say that. How come in Hilchas Ritzeach he only talks about the Goel Adam, and if there's no Goel Adam, you go to Beis Din? And in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he only talks about the Eidim, doesn't mention anything about the Goel Adam. Like, we have to piece this all together. So I think the answer is this. That's really Meduyik L'Shanus Rambam. When the Goel Adam kills the Ritzeach, is that Mises Beis Din? Is that called Mises Beis Din? So Ram is Meduyik not. That it's not called Mises Beis Din. Because the Lashon Ram is Mitzvah b'yad Goyel Adam la'arigas Eretzeach. Shenema Goyel Adam hu yom Mises Eretzeach. Lo yotze Goyel Adam v'yishlo yochel ha-misoy v'she'en le-goyel Beis Din me-misen Eretzeach b'sayach. Then Beis Din does it. Beis Din does it, doesn't mean the Dayanim do, obviously. It means the Beis Din does it. So what's Rambam saying in the distinction? The mitzvah is the Goel Adam should do it. If the Goel Adam doesn't do it, Beis Din does it. So we're doing in Rambam that when the Goel Adam does it, that's not called that Beis Din is doing it. When Beis Din has somebody else do it, an executioner or the Shliach Beis Din, that's called Beis Din is doing it. That's Mises Beis Din. But when the Goel Adam kills him, that's not Mises Beis Din. It's a different mitzvah of Goel Adam, who Yom Mises Haritzeach. On the other hand, when Edim killed, Yad Edim Tiyubayi Rishayno, that's a Vada Mises Beis Din. That's halacha by all Chayim Mises, that Yad Edim Tiyubayi Rishayno. By other Chayim Mises, there's no posuk of there is a posuk Yad Edim Tiyubayi Rishayno. But, the Ram brings the halacha of Yad Edim Tiyubayi Rishayno in the halacha of Mises Beis Din. He's talking there about Mrs. Beis Din. Ketzidonim, Mishenigma Dinoi, Lamisoi, Maitzinoi, Simi Beis Din. Akuziasi Lefanov. But Adam Hema Hargoy said Bechamisha Shikhish Chayaba. Doesn't say it's a mitzvah beyond Adam Lahargoy. Him lo Yachlo, Adam Lahargoy, then the basin kills him. No, it's we're in the context of Hilchas Hanedim, we're in the context of this is based in. In Mises based in the same there is Yad Adam Tiba Bereshon, Yad Fala Bachon. I think that's true. That's what Duik and Rambam, yeah.
In Hey Zion, it's not supposed to say that. Rambam says that it sounds very much like talking about Mishnah. He says, Mishnah is high Misa, the Mishnah is such. Now, Marvin, it though, so be Yadol Hadam.
Yeah, but he has to have a Gemar Din. He has to have a Gemar Din. Without a Gemar Din, there's nothing. But it's still not Mrs. Basin. It's Goyal Adam Yom.
We kill him, and how do we do it?
Where are you now?
Hey Zion and Rotzeach.
I hear you did, but I stand the less. I think this is still true. I have to deal. We'll have to deal. Yeah.
It just seems like it sounds very, very strongly like Bezdin is not going to kill me. And exactly in that case, Bezdin's function by the Shogi agent, they're going to have an interval with the actions of Mason Shogi. So the only function of Bezdin is it's Silo Adam, Yadgo Adam. That's what it was through.
They give him over to the Gael Adam. They surrender him to the Gael Adam.
He's correct. He's surrendered.
So, Miller, I think that's the case. That's really not a stew in the realm. In the Hilchos Reitzeach, the Rambam's business is not to tell me the protum of how Mises Basin should be done. That belongs to Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam is telling me that's in Din of Reitzeach. The Din of Reitzeach is that mitzvah be'ad goyal adam lahavei. The mitzvah goyal the goyal adam should kill him and not Basin. If you can't do the mitzvah of the goyal adam killing him, then it goes over to Mises Basin. What are the protum of Din of Mises Basin? That will look up in Hilchos Sanhedrin. We'll learn. Now, just like in Hilchos Reitzeach, when Ram doesn't talk about the Kruz Yosim Lefanov and the Sidorim and the Sutra, he's not telling me the name of Mises Basin. He's telling me the Etzem Halacha Reitzeach. The Etzem Halacha Reitzeach is that Mitzvah Yadgoyal Adam La Mitzvah, that his Mitzvah is given over to the Goyal Adam. And if Ein LeGoyal Adam, or the Goyal Adam doesn't want, not willing to do his Mitzvah, then Mises Basin kicks in. How is Mises Basin done? I in Hilchos Sanhedrin. On the other end, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's not the Rambam's business to tell me the halacha of Goyal Adam. Because Goyal Adam is not from Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's not from Hilchos Mises Basin. There the Rambam is telling me Hilchos Mises Basin. In Hilchos Mises Basin, the halacha is Yad Eden Tiba Rishon of Yad Kolom Bachayin. And that's true by Eretzeach as well. So that, if you want to know the Kitzish Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is first the Goyal Adam, and then the Eidim, and then somebody else. But the Lomdus is totally different. The Lomdus is that the mitzvah is Yad Goyal Adam La Mises, and that's not Mises Basin altogether. If the Goyal Adam doesn't want to do his mitzvah, then we go over to Mises Basin, and then within Mises Basin, there's a general halacha by all Mises Basin that how is Mises Basin carried out? First Yad Eidim, and then Yad Kolom.
I don't know, but in Rambam wrote Hilchos Reitzeach, and Isha said that if there's Ein Lo Goyal Adam, it should be done Yad Eidim. Why do you say Ma'amidim Basin Goyal Adam?
Because it's not the Rambam's business in Hilchos Reitzeach to tell me the protum of Hilchos Mises Basin. The Rambam says if there's a Goyal Adam, then you do Mrs. Goyal Adam, not Mrs. Basin. And if there's no Goyal Adam, then you do Mrs. Basin, then you do Mrs. Basin. How is Mrs. Basin done? The protum of Mrs. Basin belong in Hilchos Sanhedrin.
So why call it Ma'amidim Goyal Adam?
Oh, hold on. So if that's the case, though, then the Chor is a problem. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara is a Braiso. That in Ein LeGoyal Adam, Goyal Adam Yom Sir Tzayach, Gemara is a Psaribui, that in Ein LeGoyal Adam, based in Ma'amidim LeGoyal Adam. What does that mean? The Ram says, in Ein LeGoyal Adam, then you go to Mises Basin. Not to Hilchos Goyal Adam. No, as it says in the Ram, in Hilchos Tzayach, that in Ein LeGoyal Adam, then based in Ein Shem Mises Basin. If based on a maimis him, then that's not midin goyal adam. That's midin Mrs. Basin, which is not din goyal adam yom sereseh. So what does it mean in the brisa when it says that im ein le goyal adam basin ma midin le goyal adam? Why should basin be ma midin goyal adam? What do you mean basin not ma midin goyal adam? If there's no goyal adam, then we go to Mrs. Basin. Why should basin be ma midin goyal adam? A goyal adam, we shouldn't be ma midin goyal adam. We go to yada edim tiva berishayna. Hey, it's a kashin in the loshin. It says ein le goyal adam basin ma midin le goyal adam. And secondly, it's kashin the din. It says in the Braisa that if there's no Goyal Adam, so we go choose an honorary Goyal Adam. What are you looking? What are you looking for? Another goyel adam? Give it over to the edim. Yad edim to be shown. That's what says the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. That's what says the Rambam in Hilchos Seach. If ain't goyel adam, you go over to Mises Beis Din. And what's Mises Beis Din? The Rambam says in Sanhedrin. Yad edim to be shown. So what's shot in the price? So that an ain't goyel adam based in my meeting goyel adam. What? No, Tomer Avitzeach b'meisit that Beis Din's going to be maimed a goyel adam. That's by Avitzeach b'meisit. Does Tomer need all the dishes of chikirs?
In order to maimed a goyel adam.
This is not the goyel adam of Yotzei Yochutz Yirmiklof. This is the goyel adam who's going to kill him without a Yirmiklof. Tomer Avitzeach b'meisit, who's the Yirmiklof is not going to be killed, and Beis Din kills him like a din of Avitzeach b'shaygiv. Avitzeach b'meisit. Avitzeach b'shaygiv she Yotzei Yochutz Yirmiklof. That's another din of goyel adam. That's only Rishus. I think the Rambam passes. The goyel adam passing like Rabbi Akiva. Here we're talking about the din of goyel adam yom aser etzeach by etzeach b'meizid. So it's going in that pasuk. Goyel adam yom aser etzeach. The brayso. Goyel adam yom aser etzeach. Remember etzeach b'meizid. The Rambam says misviat goyel adam to lahar goy. If goyel adam doesn't want to do it, then you go over to Mises Beis Din. And so what's the brayso want? Ein la goyel adam. So I was talking about meizid, not showing you. Yeah, but some way we have to have a gemar din. The basin not going to be ma'amid a goyel adam for this without that. The same way the goyel adam itself, the basin not going to take. We're not going to be motion to goyel adam to kill them unless we have a gemar din. Like that other amim that we just saw. You know, the basin give him over to the goyel adam. That's only after the gemar din. The gemar din, they give him over to the goyel adam. And if there's no goyel adam, we're based in ma'amidin goyel adam. What do you have to be ma'amid a goyel adam? What happened to Mrs. Basin? So I want to say that any chenam. There's no goyel adam, you go over to Mrs. Beis Din. But the Bryce is talking about a case where you can't do Mrs. Beis Din. Can't do Mrs. Beis Din. Because in Mrs. Beis Din, there's halacha that you have to have Yad Eidim Tiber Rishayna. And we pass like Shmuel Krofi L'Chsiv, that if you don't have Yad Eidim, then he's potter. So what will be in a case like that? Where the goyel adam, ain't the goyel adam. He doesn't have a goyel adam. And sounds wild, but you'll see in the Rambam's going to be, I think it'll come out very good. What would be such a case? There's no goyel adam, or goyel adam doesn't want. So now we go over to Mrs. Beis Din. In Mrs. Beis Din, we pass the Leish Shmuel, Nikta Yad Eidim Potter. We don't know yet the Rambam, the Ritzek is different, we'll see in a second, that's where we're going to be with hearts. But what it says in Gemara is that Nikta Yad Eidim is Potter. So what will be if there's no goyel adam, what goyel adam doesn't want, and now we go over to Mrs. Beis Din, and the Eidim, or Nikta Yad Eidim, or the Eidim don't want. The goyel adam doesn't want. The edim doesn't want. Nobody wants. Oh, it's like in shul, you know. Go, you know. Nobody wants. Nobody wants to get shul. Nobody wants. So here also goyel adam, you know, let somebody else do it. The edim, they don't want to do it either. So the chora which come out is can't kill him because the goyel adam's not doing it, and Beis Din can't do it. He didn't miss his Beis Din because in Mrs. Beis Din there's in kroket exiv that you need yad edim to your boy. You need yad edim, and if it's nikti yad edim, then he's potter. And the ram says beferish. If the edim don't want to do it by other Mrs. Beis Din, the ram says so edim don't want, then he's potter. Because it's a dinner cook to see if you need Yad Eidim to be Rishon. So what will happen in such a case? So I want to say that's the Brisa. If there's no Goyel Adam, so what an early we go over to Mrs. Beis Din. But even if Mrs. Beis Din is not able to be done, because you don't have Eidim, you don't have Yad Eidim, so you still kill him, because that's the Chiddush of Yad Eidim to be, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk of Goyel Adam. Goyel Adam is a Rebbe, Goyel Adam, who Yom Yisrael Seach, that im ein legoil adam based on my medium legoil adam. The nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Why did Beis Din have to be my medium legoil adam? Well, Beis Din will kill themselves with Mrs. Beis Din. Teres in Nechanami. If Beis Din kills him with Mrs. Beis Din, fine and well. But what if Beis Din can't kill him with Mrs. Beis Din? There's another halacha of legoil adam, who yom eser etzeach a ribuy, that's the ribuy in the Gemara, that's marbe, that im ein legoil adam, and there's no other way, and we can't do Mrs. Beis Din, then Beis Din my medium legoil adam. And this other person, the honorary goyel adam, will then be able to kill him. We didn't goyel adam, and we won't have to have Yad Eidim Tiva Berishayim. Mimela, that's the source. This price is the source for the Shver Amam that the Rambam says that by all other chayvim mises nikta Yad Eidim is potter, and by Reitzeach nikta Yad Eidim we kill him with somebody else. Mishas, why? Nikti, we probably pass the need krokid of siv. Shmuel's halacha nikti yadayim is potter. And if it's true by other chayim mises, why should it be any different by reitzeach? The same yad eidim you have by other mises, you have by reitzeach too. The same krod chidetziv you have by other mises, you have by reitzeach too. So what's the pshat in this? That was the shver Rambam. All the rishonim came to ask, where did Rambam get this notion that that all other chayim mises nikti yad eidim is potter because we pass like Shmuel and he krod chidetziv. But by reitzeach, if it's nikti yad eidim, then Beis Din has then we kill him al yedei achar. We kill him al yedei achar. Why? Because that's the halacha of Ein Le'Goyel Adam, based on Mamidin Le'Goyel Adam. Kan Nimsav, Kan Hoya, that's the mocha for that Rambam. And that's the Pshat in the Braisa. The Pshat in the Braisa of Ein Le'Goyel Adam, based on, altogether the Braisa needs to ask, what is this din? If there's no Goyel Adam, based on Mamidin Le'Goyel Adam, Saman needs to ask, but what is based on after Mamidin Le'Goyel Adam? If there's no Goyel Adam, so based in kills him, are they based in? They give him over to the regular executioner. Or the regular yad eidim, I mean, even without all the shtickle Torah, some the price needs a hesper. What is the nafkamina in this halacha that if there's no goyel adam based on a maimed of goyel adam, why do we have to be maimed? What do you mean? We take a guy off the street and you say, you be the goyel adam. And what is the goyel adam going to do? It's going to kill the reitzeach. And that's not true by other chayim mises. We take somebody off the street and you say, you be the executioner and kill him. Actually, we take the eidim first. We take the eidim. So here also we take the eidim. What do we need this din of? What do we need this extra halacha that if there's no goyel adam based on a maimed of goyel adam? It felt like Rashi would talk about Ritzeach v'Shoigig, so it's very good. Basin's not involved. So for the din of Goyal Adam v'Shoigig, Shiyotzi Yerlim Chutz Lir Meklotay, only the Goyal Adam has a right to kill him, and a mitzvah to kill him. And now there's a special aloha that's based in a maimed of Goyal Adam. Work your whole like the Ramban, but there's a special aloha by a Goyal Adam that he heads the posse. Special din by other things, he has the posse, and he's allowed to kill a guy when he runs after him. So that's also a special din by Ritzeach. So I can hear, if there's no other Goyal, you know, the Goyal Adam doesn't want to do it, so we appoint somebody else as sheriff. Okay, fine, so I understand that too. But the Fila Rambam, that the din of Goyal Adam or Yom Seretzeach just means that when Beis Din sets out to kill the Reitzeach, the guy who kills him first is the Goyal Adam. So what do we need a new halacha that if there's no Goyal Adam, we're minded a Goyal Adam? What's this new Goyal Adam going to do? He's going to kill him. We don't need a new guy to kill him. We can kill him the regular way with Yad Eidim Bibari Shoina. Teretz is, that's what I'm saying, in a Chanami. But the Rice is telling me the Pasuk, the Drosha of Goyal Adam who Yom Seretzeach, that we're maimed a new Goyal Adam, is telling me a chiddush din in a case where Beis Din can't kill him. Because we don't have Yad Eidim Tibur Rishonim, because it was nikta Yad Eidim. And the only way to kill him is with the Goyal Adam. The Goyal Adam doesn't want to do it either. So that says a chiddush in Braisa, that if you can't kill him with the Goyal Adam, so if the Goyal Adam doesn't want to kill him, or in the Goyal Adam, so Beis Din a maimed a Goyal Adam. And this other person now will be able to kill him, not midin Mrs. Beis Din, because he's not an eid, but he can kill him midin Goyal Adam. And that's the pshak of the Rambam. So that's why the Rambam says, the din of, the Rambam says like this. The din of nikta yad eidim per se is by all mises. Bevis, the din of nikta yad eidim is across, everything's across the board. The din of kol mises shata yochel ha-misoi, the Rambam holds, is by reitzeach, and it's by everything else too. There's the halachas, both by reitzeach and by shachai v'mises. Imi yata yochel ha-misoi v'misak suvaboy, you can kill him with other mises too. But who? Who does it? Only the eidim. And there's the din of nikta, and therefore there's the din of nikta yad eidim. And the din of nikta yad eidim, potter, shmuz halachas, also true by all chai v'mises. Both by Reitzeach and by other Chayim Mises, if it's Nikta Yad Eidim, he's Potter from Mises Beis Din. But that's the din of the Braisa. There's a new Chiddush din in the Braisa. That him aim like Goyal Adam, based in Maminu like Goyal Adam, that even if there's no Goyal Adam, we can appoint the Goyal Adam, L'mayin Afkamino, that if in such a case we can't do Mises Beis Din, but he still has to be killed, we didn't Goyal Adam, and that's the look for the Rambam, that by other Chayim Mises, Nikta Yad Eidim is Potter, and by Reitzeach, Nikta Yad Eidim is Chayim. Nikta Yad Eidim by Reitzeach is Chayim, we didn't Goyal Adam.
How's the Rambam bring it?
Because
the
Rebbe's going to have
to say that way. Yeah, but I know from the Rambam and Hilchos Reitzeach, the Goyal Adam could say no.
Yeah, but we don't know that then you'd be Mamre to Goyal Adam.
Right. In fact, it sounds like the Rambam in Al Beis there from Zeh, the Rambam quotes the Lashon of Ein Lo Goyal Adam, and then he says, then Beis Din does it.
Right, so that's true. If the Ein Lo Goyal Adam, yeah. Beis Din does it if there's a Beis Din, if that's Shaykh. But the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin says.
But that sounds like he's pointing out right. He's saying, like, in the case where there's Ein Lo Goyal Adam, so what is the Mamre to Goyal Adam that's Beis Din? Something like that. It sounds like he's
you know, there he means because based on a maimed. based on the Maimonim. So it goes. Also, by the way, you can ask him. Agor, you know, let me. You can ask him the way I'm saying it. So it comes out that this halacha that if nikta yad by Eretzeth, it's nikta yad eidim. So based on somebody else kill him. So that's really din hilchas goyel adam. So the chor should be hilchas Eretzeth, not hilchas sanhedrin. Because that was at the beginning. Hilchas Eretzeth, Ram talks about din goyel adam. Hilchas sanhedrin, he talks about misses basin. I don't know if it's so sure. Hilchas sanhedrin, Ram talks about hilchas sanhedrin. So ordinarily, misses beyat goyel adam. That's not hilchas sanhedrin. The goyel adam does it. What does that have to do with hilchas sanhedrin? But the din that if there's no goyel adam based on maimed of goyel adam, that may not be misses basin, but still hilchas sanhedrin. Because Hilchas Sanhedrin is that the Sanhedrin, am I going to go with that?
It sounds like an outpaced,
like
that step of, since he's quoting the
Bryce,
or that
Elo, no, I'm not going to the Bryce. It's Amen, Basin kills him with Mrs. Basin. That way I'm saying that's not the din of the Bryce. The din of Bryce is based on my meeting Legoyal Adam. The din of the Bryce is in Hilchas Sanhedrin.
Even though the language of Ein Lo
Goel Adam, the din of the Brisa is in Nikta Yad Eidim. Nikta Yad Eidim Potter, by Medvarm of Shamach Yov and Mrs. Basin, the Chutzman Aretzeach, Avil Harig Nefesh, Shenigma Dinoi, Roy Fenachrov, Bichol Dover, Ubiad Kol Odom Ad Shem Emisinoise. The way I'm learning that's within Goel Adam. Because yeah, what do you have to call him a goyel adam? That's what it means. Based on my meaning, a goyel adam. That mean the way I think the pshat is, if there's no goyel adam and basin can't kill him, he didn't miss basin. In goyel adam, who yom aser etzeich? It says that now basin takes over the function of the goyel adam, and basin now says mimisim loyse b'chalodom. It's not midin, but it's not midin misses basin. It's midin goyel adam. If ain't like goyel adam, then basin replaced the goyel adam, and mimisim loyse b'chalodom. They don't have to take one guy and pin a star on his chest and say you be the goyel adam. Means based on Maminim, based in when the Rambam says that right when Achre bechaldov v'yad kolodam adshem emisin, I say that's the din of based on Maminim like Goyel Adam. You don't have to say one person, you're the Goyel Adam. That's not what it means. Based in Maminim like Goyel Adam, according to the Rambam, means that if there's no Goyel Adam to kill him, you didn't Goyel Adam. Then based in kill him, you didn't Goyel Adam. And how they do it? Not with Yad Eidim, but based in do it to the v'yad kolodam, and the v'yad kolodam is instead of the Goyel Adam. Okay. Yeah, because the Rambam says the Rambam learned that the Bryce is talking about it. It's Shogeg and it's going like Rav Yossi, like Rav Yechem Inouye, or Yossi, who is it? Yeah, but that's very fair because the Rambam brings the pasuk of Goyel Adam Yomas Eretzeach, or Eretzeach Memezid. The din of the Rambam says Misuvi Goyel Adam Eretzeach Memezid. The Rambam says Misuvi Goyel Adam Lamisu Shenemar Goyel Adam Yomas Eretzeach, which is the pasuk that the Bryce is talking about. Yeah, the Rambam read the Ramban ascribed to the Rambam that the Rambam held like Rashi that it's talking about that it's going on that it's talking about Shogeg and it's like Halacha because it's only the Madomer Misuvi Goyel Adam and we pass him Mishus Biad Goyel Adam. And the Rambam is very hard to say it. The Meister Rambam says the pasuk of Goyel Adam Yom Tzer Tzeach. The Rambam brings very tzeach amazing. I think this in the Chesed, but I think this works out very, very well. Okay, that's it. So, Maxinta, what's on the schedule now?
Monday.
Okay. Okay.